talking about that one again, right? But you know what? And you know what the thing about it is that we face mobile dual quarterbacks, and the guys are ready for the challenge. We understand this guy plays with his hat on fire. He's playing with a lot of passion right now, with nothing to lose, which is awesome. When you understand a guy that loves the game and he's playing it that way, has put a lot into it, and it's his time right now. So he's doing great in that offense. He's doing an awesome job being precise on what they're asking him to do, getting the ball outside, handling the run game, you know, managing the game, but making plays within. So we got to be ready for him when he scrambles and understand that he extends plays by his mobility in the pocket.
Their running backs, McKenna and Murray, seem to be two different kind of guys, big guy, speed guy.
Yes. Facing Murray last year, actually, getting ready for him and prepared the same way, understanding that he's a big – they're both fast. And I think a lot of people put that – it's not like it's thunder and lightning. It's one guy that's power and not speed. They're both fast and elusive. So you just have to understand that they're going to have a dynamic duo, and they're going to continuously do it all game, understanding they're going to use one out the backfield more than the other. That's one thing that they have done a great job of all year. But you got to be ready for the pound, understanding that they've done a great job in the run game. That's what helps Keenan from that standpoint. Very persistent. Not just this year. You watch him the last couple of years. He's been very persistent. He has his opportunity now. He's running with it. And you watch him. And when he plays against guys, he's very consistent in his route running. He's a lot faster than everybody anticipates him being, because he is a fast guy. And he works hard. You can see it. Because even when he's not getting the football, he's running the routes. He's finishing routes, being precise, being where they're asking him to be, and making the plays that normal receivers in this league that are top-notch make plays, and he's doing a great job at it.
And what did you think about your guys' versatility? I mean, you lost a couple of DBs. Last game, Ricardo Allen playing some cornerback. What did you think about the guys that stepped in?
It goes back to the standard. Watching Poole go down, watching True go down, and even Robert. A lot of people don't know that he went down as well. And Ricardo, I always say this, he is Marquand Manuel. And I just try to coach him to be better than that. And when I say that, understood every position on the field. And he does a great job alluding at that. Sometimes guys think he talks a little bit too much. And I told him I'm okay with that. And because he puts the time in. When you study and you understand that things that you see on film, things that you anticipate and you put the work in, you put in the hours, you can go out there and play ball. And he did an awesome job. That's our real brotherhood. Next man up. And he wasn't just next man up. He was next man up, moved by position. Hadn't really seen that before. A guy played three positions at one time, and we take our hat off to him.
What did you see on the film on the third and two stop and fourth and one stop when you went back and watched it?
I won't say this being overly arrogant, but when I watched it live, I always tell people this, my play recall is ridiculous. And I watched it live, and we talked about it pre-snap. And to see him go out and play it, one of the things I said to him is that no matter what they do and they try to motion you, make sure you stay down and press. We're cutting to you, so you'll be okay. And to watch him go out there and execute it, it was outstanding. And it's just Rico. And from the first day I got in, and he was a practice squad player, it was the same. Walking in my office, leaving notes on my wall, a lot of things that people don't see in the dark, and it's just coming to light. And I'm really ecstatic for him, man.
Copycat league, and right now there's defenses in Jacksonville, San Diego, San Francisco, of course Atlanta, that have some similarities from what Seattle was doing. What makes that Seattle influence on defense so successful, and what distinguishes Atlanta's defense?
The cool part, I'm gonna say this first, it all started with Pete. From Pete to Chris, to moving from Chris Richard to Dan, and the guys that made that defense come to life. And I think that's the uniqueness of each one of the teams that run this defense. We all are different in our own different ways, but it started there with Pete and Chris. Just the understanding of methodically have them make teams, have to go 13, 14 plays to score and play great red zone defense, and understand that taking the ball away is the most important thing. that plays were going to happen that would be big, but if you eliminate the ones that you know about to happen, now offenses have to do something else. And being a part of that philosophy, I have been blessed. A lot of years of being able to play football in different schemes and understand different schemes, that helps as well. But to understand that you can play this game and not be under pressure, you can go out and make the defense come to life no matter what you call, is outstanding. And you watch that every week. And when I say what you call plays that guys understand, you can get very exotic and create paralysis by analysis. Guys are overthinking on the field. And that's part of what you see in this defense. And I guarantee when you look at each one of the defenses that you look at, guys are flying around fast because they're not thinking, they're out there playing.
Coach Quinn said that Vic Beasley, not only are his sack numbers not there, but that you guys really rely on him getting forced fumbles for you when he does get sacks. How do you see that coming to life more for you guys as you get into December football? Because I know you guys really relied on that last year.
It's a combination. And I'm going to take my hat off to Vic. We're asking him to play Sam. And he's doing an outstanding job. And you add up all the snaps, it's going to take snaps from him being on the field on first and second down when it's time to rush the passer. It's not always just a run. It's a time to rush the passer. He got some of his sacks on first down. Now he's playing Sam. So we take our hat off to him. And I think those will come. Those will continue to come as we get guys back and we get healthier down his long stretch. And we're very pleased with where he is. The numbers always take care of themselves. And Vic is still the same player. At any given moment, he gets the slide coming to him. And that opens it up for everybody else, the ACs, the Tacks, the Shelbys. And that's the cool part about it.